Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33, and Countryside Charity CPRE is calling on the government to encourage local authorities to promote local green space designation. It means local people can apply for national park style protection from development to their most valued local green spaces. Research by the CPRE has mapped the total number of green spaces protected, and that reaches over 6,500, which have been created since 2012, often to protect valued land on the edge of villages. And James is chairman of CPRE Cambridgeshire and Peterborough and is on the line now. Morning to you, Alan.
Morning, Julian. How are you?
We're good, thank you very much. So CPRE, that's what used to be the Campaign for Rural England, I think.
The Campaign to Protect Rural England, yeah. And we're still registered as that name, actually. It's just there's been a little bit of rebranding to use our initials. It's a modern thing.
Oh, we enjoy a good rebranding, particularly with acronyms at all times.
Yeah.
How many of these local green spaces do we have around Cambridgeshire?
Well, actually, we're doing pretty well, I discovered. Last night, I was looking on the internet, and in February 2019, the Cambridge News did a survey in Cambridgeshire and Cambridge, but excluding Peterborough. Mm-hmm. And they discovered 681 registered protected spaces in the county and around Cambridge.
That's quite a number. So what sort
of... that's more than 10% of the total.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
What,
tell us about some of them.
Well, perhaps I can just say one little thing first. Mm-hmm. This piece of very obscure... it's not quite legislation, it's part of the National Planning Policy Framework, and it's expressed in three paragraphs of the NPPF, paragraphs 101 to 103, if people want to look it up. And it you don't see it anywhere else, and that's why people don't know a lot about it. And the process is that these places must be designated as part of the neighbourhood plan process, or part of the local plan process.
Ah, now we often hear about local plans from South Cams District Council or Cambridge City Council, basically what they want to do for the next few years. So
this
local green spaces should be a part of that then.
Exactly. And the Greater Cambridge local plan is under reconsideration at the moment. So now is the time to get on to the local planning authority, Greater Cambridge Local Planning, or the City Planning Department, or South Cams Planning Department, and say, I want my green space designated, please. So villages should be doing that right now.
Mm. I just wonder if it also applied to green spaces in the city as well, because people in the city often sometimes actually possibly want a green space more than people in the countryside. There's not so much of it.
Absolutely. And I looked, and these are all listed on this Cambridge News article of February 2019. Obviously, there may be a few more since then. It's worth looking up to see if your local area is listed. And Rawlin Road, for example, there's a green space there, which is protected. I couldn't see any protection for the Milton Country Park, which... is going to be the green space for northeast Cambridge if that area gets developed.
That's quite a surprise, isn't it? Because there's quite a bit of work which is planned for that area. You know, the sewerage work seems to be on our news bulletins every few weeks now.
And
the plans to move it, which I know many people around Honey Hill, for example, aren't particularly keen on the idea of happening.
Well, and neither are we, because it would go into the green belt.
Mm.
But it may be my eyesight, you know, like yours, Julian, but I couldn't see it listed.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Trumpington Meadow listed. And but I did see that the Paradise Nature Reserve is listed, but that currently is subject to possible disturbance by development right up to its border. on the Owlstone area. So one's got to be careful of these spaces once they are designated, not to disturb them.
No, absolutely. Is there any, you know, if they are disturbed, is there any sort of penalty which developers would end up facing?
Well, I think so. They are these once designated, these are given the same protection as the green belt. So therefore, you know, they have that level of protection. And obviously, you know, there are rules about damaging trees and all that kind of thing as well. So I think there's a reasonable level of protection. And that when one looks at an aerial map of Cambridge, there are a lot of bits of green space within Cambridge. And I think it's worth people, you know, looking and looking at their area, checking against this list. And if their local green space is not designated, get on to the planning authority.
And what they need, that's a simple call to, you know, to the planning authority within the local council in order to achieve that.
Yeah, a call or an email, and you know, that would start the process off.
That sounds very, very interesting. Well, Alan, look, thank you very much for your time this morning and telling us about the CPRE and also how we can get our local spaces, green spaces, protected. Thanks
no problem.
Very much. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Julian.
You
Bye.
Too. It is 8:39 now.
Cambridge 105 Radio.